Hey guys, so welcome to Wild and Basic. So today we are going to be talking about the infamous, is that the word for it? Yeah, infamous influencer culture. The reason I want to talk about it is because I just want to mention real quick, if you have been a follower of Emma Chamberlain or have seen people talking about Emma Chamberlain's this podcast episode about culture shift coming, as it has been on my TikTok a lot, and also I listened to her podcast, so I knew I had to cover this. I mentioned a little bit, I feel like, in one of the episodes, like recent one, about the social media backup plan and how you should always diversify your social media channels and just always have a backup plan if all fails. This will kind of like relate to that. Like, I feel like it's almost like a part two per se, but I want to talk about it, is that like what is happening with influencer culture, and is influencer culture really over? I feel like there is a lot to, you know, unpack from this, and I feel like it would be interesting for everyone to hear about it, and I feel like everyone has thoughts in this topic, but I just feel like it would be interesting for me to have some of my thoughts about it as well, because I feel like things are always evolving, and that's why like things are changing in different ways, but it doesn't mean that it's going away. That's why I want to put it out there. So I feel like it's going to be a very, very fun episode, and you guys really seem to love the episodes that are with social media or influencer culture, TikTok, my cup of tea. So yeah, it's going to be fun. Anyways, so that is the episode. Now, before we start the episode, let's talk update. So if you guys have listened to last week's episode, I did mention that I was going to Puerto Rico. So I am back. Yeah, we got back on Tuesday night, pretty late. You know, when you think that like these airlines don't like, you know, they're just like randomly, I don't want to say randomly because I don't know what's going on exactly, because they never tell you the truth, but it was delayed. You know, there was like this TikTok video about JetBlue. At first they're like, the reason prices are so low is because like they make you wait at the airport for so long, almost entire day, then you go on the plane. It wasn't any different with Delta. Like, I mean, okay, it wasn't that long, but it was still delayed for a bit. Like, I don't know, 2-3 hours, I think. Maybe 3 hours. Yeah, something like that. It was 2-3 hours for sure. And we got back pretty late. Although I have to say, I do like Delta. So a couple highlights from the trip. I'm definitely going to put a vlog in it on my YouTube channel. Not the main channel, guys. So if you want to watch it, it's kind of popping right now. Hasn't posted yet. I have to, like, my editor has said it done, and I have to send the footages, but it's coming. Yeah, it's gonna be the trip to Puerto Rico, you know, like things to do. We did a lot of fun things, but also the hotel tour and things to do in the hotel and the room tour and everything. So it's just gonna be really fun. We stayed at this really cool St. Regis resort. So fun. 100% recommended. Anyways, so yeah, couple recaps. Yeah, you can go, you will go watch their MERS vlogs on YouTube. So little promo there. Yeah, but it was so fun. Let me show you a couple highlights here. So I did rent a car, and because, okay, I wanted to rent a like convertible, so it's, you know, we can enjoy the weather, you know, it's nice. I didn't realize how like inconvenient it would be, because, you know, regular convertibles, you know, like you don't do much, you know, you just pull the hatch and then everything, you just push the button, it goes down. There weren't that many choices. There were Mustangs, but like, I have to be honest, Mustangs prices, because, you know, when you think about it, Mustang, Ford Mustang, if you are familiar with it, it's not a luxury car. It's premium, but you would never consider that as a luxury. So the price was like, I don't know, probably like $2,000, close to $2,000. It was just pretty insane. So I didn't do that, but I did do Jeep. It's called, I think, Jeep I'm losing my mind. Jeep all terrain, something like that, like unlimited, something like that. It was really fun car, but I didn't realize like these Jeeps, right? Like I thought like, I mean, I didn't think that it was gonna be like automatic, you know, like pull the hatch and like it will be a little convertible. It's almost like Lego pieces. Like you have to take each part of the top out. But at least I really thought like maybe the passenger and the driver, you know, the first seat, like it will be just like the top of it. It will be together, but it's not. Like each side, it's like one. Like driver has its own roof, right? You take that part out. Then the passenger takes his part out. Then there's the back of it too. I think the back is kind of connected, but we didn't touch that because it's a big piece. So we only took out the front. And guess what? So we parked the car in the National Forest or something. Then we were hiking. While we were hiking, it rained so bad. And then by the time we came back to the car was like, the seats were so wet. It was an experience. I mean, we were wet anyways, but it was an experience. You should have seen the cup holders. Like, it was like so much water. And we didn't even have napkin. We had to use one of our shirts to dry that area. It was quite interesting. I think it was definitely a really, really fun experience. I would 100% recommend it, actually. I feel like, I have to be honest, there aren't that many choices when it comes to, what is it, renting a car in like Puerto Rico, because I actually initially wanted to do electric car, but like there weren't any choices. I'm sure people had electric cars because I saw a couple Teslas, but I'm sure they like own it, so no one was renting it. Even on Toro, I didn't see anything, so it was very inconvenient. But I feel like Jeep is such a nice car. I don't know, this is turning to like a car review, but I have to be honest, like sedan is nice, but having a Jeep or just SUV is definitely a different kind of experience. Like it feels so nice to be higher up, but at the same time also because I would recommend it specifically for Puerto Rico. I would not recommend sedan for Puerto Rico because the roads and the bumps, there's so many, insanely so many speed bumps, so many like up and downs. It's just very, very not super developed, not like flat. So I feel like you're definitely gonna feel it a lot more in a sedan. But if you're in a higher up car, it was actually very convenient. So I would 100% recommend it. So for your next trip, I feel like most like this beach trips or anything that you would expect that like you might be hiking or anything, or you might be going into like national forest or something, national park, would recommend 4x4 and SUV. That is for sure. Anyways, that was a little update. There's definitely so much to say, but I don't want to spoil it for you guys. You guys should definitely go watch on Merce Vlogs when it's up. It's not up right now, but it should be up in a week or so. Alright, so let's get on to today's episode. Okay, so the question I said in the very beginning, that is influencer culture really over? Like, in short, I'm going to say no, it is not over, but let me explain a little bit. I think people sometimes think that like being an influencer or this whole influencer industry was new. Yeah, I mean, I feel like the term and that the way things were working is new, but it was never like anything completely out of the ordinary, because when you look back, and I even sometimes have this conversation with my dad, and I feel like it makes sense. There were people who were famous before, who were essentially promoting products before, except they were celebrities back then. And then before that, I don't know, there were like hosts and like people going on TV and stuff. There were still people like that. Yeah, maybe they were not called influencer. They were maybe called like, I don't know, like a salesperson or like promoter, something like that. There was definitely a different word for it, but it was always there. But then this new wave of people came in and it became influencers, and it's like became a real thing, and like it just popped up. Nowadays it is still happening, except I feel like it's turning into a different shape or form, and that's just totally normal. I feel like we are evolving, and influencer culture an influencer industry whole, it's still very new because when you think about it, I think it really started popping off since like 2016 or so. I would say that. And when you think about it, it hasn't been that long. So I feel like platforms are changing and platforms' rules are changing, algorithm is changing, but also people's behaviors are changing, which is, again, completely normal because we consume the content very differently these days, or we also consume different content these days. Hence, I feel like the way you used to do things, you don't do that anymore. Like, I will give you a perfect example. In the past, before TikTok era, I guess, you know, I would spend hours, I don't know, thinking about where I will take my next picture, how I would pose, what I would do, and like I would have to get the perfect filter and like a perfect pose and everything. I would spend a lot of time and I would expect that like I'm gonna get so much engagement in return when people look at those pictures. Like there were times that I have done a lot of crazy shoots and like, and I don't mean it like that way. It's like it took a lot of effort to make that shot. Then even not the shot itself. Like I had to Photoshop it a lot. And I don't mean like my body. I meant like the background and like change the colors and everything to make it look cool and cute. Like, you know, the word that people say that like grass is, you know, like why the grass looks always greener in pictures versus like in real life. Because it's like really edited and everything, which is true. Like the way you see things with your eyes, it just camera just cannot capture that. So I feel like that's why you have to edit it a lot. Anyways, what I'm just trying to say, like picture was such a big content that everyone was like pursuing and like really wanting to like consume. Nowadays, not so much. Yes, people still want pictures here and there, but I have to be honest, I don't know, it's because like Instagram is just like wants to be TikTok so badly, but like it's just not working. The times that I would post the pictures on Instagram, it just doesn't perform as well as it used to. To be fair, my content also have changed these days. These days, I mean like since the pandemic probably, or before the TikTok era, I would say. My content has definitely changed, but also you have to think very big picture in terms of that. And there's definitely so much to explain in that aspect, because I think there are so many things connected with influencer culture about like if you're posting explicit content in the past before the TikTok and before OnlyFans, you would not be able to make money and people were looking at you so differently. And I don't mean like in that way, just more like you wouldn't be able to monetize it. Nowadays, things are very different. Even if you post an explicit content, brands would still work with you and you would still make shit ton of money from OnlyFans. I just feel like that's not the route I want to go for, but I'm just saying like I feel like that's still very normal. That's normalized these days. Like brands wouldn't mind because celebrities are even on OnlyFans. So I'm just saying like things are very different, but it is definitely changing so differently that like that's what I'm saying. Like it's not just Instagram anymore. There is like people literally just have OnlyFans these days, or they have only TikTok, or they have YouTube, and that's it. They can still make shit ton of money and they would be fine with that. I just think that like, it's just like not tied to just one platform. It still exists, but I just feel like things are definitely changing more and I don't know what will happen. That's what that definitely that I want to make an episode about like what's happening with Instagram later, but this is more like the influencer culture overall and what's happening. The one big thing that's happening is that like there's like people, you know, who are creators who have a platform, right? And they promote the products. That's still going to be there when you think about it. There's always going to be a budget for that. Maybe not big, because to be fair, not all the time like the budget were super huge when it comes to influencers. They would always put the budget for influencers in advertising in the very bottom of the list. I haven't seen this from every single brand. Maybe some different brands like Revolve or some of the other brands that like they really pursue influencers, but regularly big brands, they don't do that. They do, but like they don't spend the big budget because ROI is very different in influencer industry versus in other ones. And it, people still question that a lot. But that's another thing to think about. But what is happening big these days because of TikTok is UGC content. And if you guys are not familiar with this term, meaning user-generated content, this has always been there. You know, people were, there are so many people out there, even myself, you know, the times that I would create a content just for fun of it, right? But when you think about it, it's either about the hotel or either about the drink, about the clothes that I'm wearing, about something, right? So definitely brand would see that and be like, oh, that's cool, right? Nowadays, brand actually, before brands would never want to pay you, I have to be honest. Or even if they wanted to, it would be super hard. They would maybe tag you, they would maybe post your picture with a credit if you're lucky, but they would never, they would, it would be very hard to get paid. Nowadays, that's becoming huge. Brands want to hire, they call this like just UGC creators, and they create content for brands. They don't post about it. You just create content for the brand. They use your content. You just charge them for the content. That's it. So these are actually not bad. Only thing I would say is that like, yes, it's something you do, but it's like, first, it still takes a lot of effort to create a UGC content versus a content that you would create on your own channels. Because on your own channels, you essentially put your own twist and everything. This UGC content, definitely brand has their own more requirements because you're not creating this for the for yourself too. You're creating for the brand. You might have your own voice, but brand wants a lot more things to do with the content, hence it's becoming more like an advertising. This is the experience I have had with some brands. I have to be honest, some of them are like the content I have created, there's 100% chance that I would never post on my social media channels, but that's the content they wanted. It seemed fake to me, it doesn't resonate with me, and I know that it would never resonate with my audience, but that's the content that they asked for, and I got paid for it, so I don't complain. But I'm just saying, like, that industry, though, it's like, it's not even industry, it's like influencer industry, technically, but it's like that subsector from the influencer industry, the UGC content is just becoming huge, and I feel like there's a market there, except I'm just not sure how much of a market is there, because yeah, companies are paying you, but most of them companies pay you for UGC content because it's cheaper. And the way you would make more money with UGC content is like if you offer a package deal. Because if you only do one video, right? I have to be very honest. Doesn't matter if you're a big creator, so that might be different. But most big creators, they don't really do UGC because they you have to charge a lot less with UGC versus if you were posting on your channels. But like one video of making UGC, it's not a lot. Maybe you would make less than $500. And I mean in a like a generous way. So it's not gonna be a lot. But most of the time you make more money with this because you offer them a package deal. Like they want 10 videos or 30 videos, something like monthly deal. That's when you make the most money because it's a package deal. So that is something that like people are pursuing towards, and I would say that's definitely more the route. But brands are, I have to be honest, I love working with brands, but brands also can be super shady. They don't want to pay you a lot. They really want to be cheap. And I understand that because, you know, that's their budget and they have to stick to it. But it's a very tricky scenario, and it's like, I feel like still in the early stages of building. So I hope it becomes big and we can just create content for brands. But you have to think about like, it's not, yeah, they, it's like you are the one creating the content, but there's not so much about you there. It's just they're just using you as essentially a model. You just have to think about like, it's not about you or your personality. It's more about the brand itself. So it's just a way to think about it. Okay, so enough about UGC. I have talked about a lot, but I feel like that's just a very big part of it. Another thing I want to mention is that like, I think before, like just a few years ago, I mean like 2017, 2018, right? Everything was about numbers, you know, like how many followers you have and like how many likes you get. Things have changed. People look for authenticity these days, connection, of is the community and the comments you get. I think things are really, really changing. I don't want to throw shades, but I have to mention this because it just sometimes annoys me. There are some people in the influencer community, I mean, a lot of them, I don't know how many, but like some of them I know from the crowd is that like they would simply post a picture, right? And like there's no caption. Maybe there's an emoji. Okay, maybe you would be able to do that in the past, but again, that was still the worst thing you could do in the past. And I mean only if you're Kylie Jenner or a celebrity. You just can't do that now because there is nothing for me to engage. Yes, your picture might be great, but like, what am I supposed to say to that? Yeah, I mean, I feel like if it is like a provocative picture, I'm sure that will still do well because I have to be honest, sex sells so well. Doesn't matter what it is. I mean, I don't know how it works in Europe, but I'm just saying like in America, sex just sells well. Just that's just the word of it, period. But when it's like a fashion shoot or like you are a model, I get like a lot of models do this too. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you can put your, headshot or anything. But you can put some sort of like caption saying like, this is my headshot or whatever. Don't put an emoji or don't put nothing because I don't connect with that. Like, what do you want me to say to that? You know, like I get it's your headshot, but say something in the comment. Maybe like, oh, getting the stills or getting another headshot again or like booking for another gig and stuff like that. So I know like this is what's happening. And I feel like in that aspect, I resonate with that. I know like sometimes you don't have to share all the time entertaining or valuable content. It's hard to share valuable content all the time because not everything you share, people find it valuable or like maybe it will be valuable from your perspective, but not from people's perspective. I get that point, but you have to kind of make a connection with your community. Doesn't matter who it is. Like, I don't say that like, oh my God, I am doing this such a well job, but I at least try. Like, I either try to make like jokes about myself or the way things I am doing or jokes about the current things, lip sync. I think lip syncs are so fun. I think videos are overall, that's why doing so well because you can really, really connect with your audience through the videos. Versus some pictures, you can still do that, but that's why with pictures it's harder. That's why sometimes I use like carousels or like these photo dumps are so popular because you get to show more, hence you make a more impact and connection with the community. Versus if it's just like one picture, again, unless that picture has some story in there, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know what to even comment. Sometimes people are like, oh, I don't get enough comments or I don't get enough likes. But like, what is there for me to like? In the first place, like I just, that's what I am putting out there because there are some people there doing this is that like, and I just don't get it because I'm like, you just put an emoji or you just didn't put any caption at all. If you're a brand, again, maybe here and there, it really, really depends. I feel like there's so many circumstances to it, but if you're an influencer, literally that's your job. So spend more time to it. It's almost like you're doing a half-past job. Like, don't do that. Just spend more time. Like when I see that, it immediately pisses me off because I'm like, you're not Kylie Jenner, you're not Kim Kardashian, so you're not gonna be getting millions of likes. And the likes you're getting, I know for sure it's like, you know the percentage of it. It's like it's still low. So don't, you're not like, you know, you're not kidding anyone. I think those things maybe would have worked in the beginning of Instagram era. It's not working now. So you really have to like understand the change is coming and it's here. So you have to think about that very big. Okay, another point that I want to make, and this is very connected to this. Again, in the past, I said that, you know, numbers were everything. But these days, yeah, numbers are still somewhat of a thing, but not as much. But in the past, big creators, and I mean like creators was like 100, 150K, 200K, or half a million, million, they were making the big chunk of money. Again, there are some creators, they don't know how to make money. And again, that's on them. I think you have to know, this is just for everything, to be honest, I have to mention this. doesn't matter if you're an influencer with 10k followers, 100k followers, 250k, 500k, or 1 million, right? You can make money with either one of them. I started making money with Instagram. It was not a lot of money. Even with, I think it was like 3K or something. Yes, it was in the beginning. And I think, I don't know, it was $25 or $50 or something. But I still made money. And how? You have to know how you can sell yourself. That's one thing. And that's with every job. But also you have to think about always that, like, back of your head, that, like, how are you going to attract that advertiser? Because if you're creating a content and that there's no way for you to, like, some advertiser to, like, use it or resonate with it, then that loses the point. That's why I was saying that in the past, if you were creating explicit content, it would be so hard for advertiser to work with you unless there were the companies that were selling, like, I don't know, sex toys, or like they were selling like anything to do with that kind of industry. And that was just it. That's just the sad truth. That's what it was. But nowadays things are definitely different because of the OnlyFans and things becoming so general. But let's just say if you are creating a content that's like so, like, I don't know, I feel like if it is not about lifestyle, something that could be advertiser friendly, that's the only way I could say it, you're not going to be making money. And that's one reason I stay so true to sometimes the things I share with, is because I know they are super, super advertiser friendly. If I'm sharing things about like lifestyle, cars, skincare, beauty, and I don't know, like sometimes travel, that's super, super advertiser friendly. But if you're sharing some things that is like super, sometimes like, I don't know, like not even personal, mental health is still great, but like something super explicit, again, it could be funny, it could be relatable, but you have to always think in the back of your head that how could an advertiser pay you to promote their product? Like, you always have to think that in the back of your head. That's one reason I'm saying like things are definitely different these days. And even back then, it's like just because you have those big numbers doesn't matter, doesn't mean that like advertiser will work with you. Some advertisers are dumb and they don't care. That part I agree. But they have to look at you and be like, oh, this product would resonate with their audience. Okay, then that works. And that's why you have to really make yourself, like, niche is great, but also that's why lifestyle niche is great, because you can connect your lifestyle to so many things. It could be beauty, lifestyle, fitness. Like, it could be so many things in one thing that could be still considered lifestyle. Hence, it's very hard genre to be actually good at, because you have to make people interested in your life so that you can make money, essentially. I feel like it's like a glorified version of like reality TV shows. I mean, you think about it, you know, if you're so invested in these like Real Housewives or all these reality TV shows, for what, you know, because like they are really making it so interesting. Hence, you know, we are so interested. Hence, that's the point. Anyways, come back to my point saying that like big creators were making big chunk of money. I'm sure some of them are still making that if you have connections, if you know how to sell. If you know how to sell, that's the case. But that's just not the case anymore. What I'm trying to say is, like, even if you have these days, like, 20K, 10K, you can still make decent money, because things have really changed. You really have to, like, show the brand that you make good content. That's why sometimes I, like, put out a content there that is, like, brand obviously send it to me. I am so lucky that these days, like, I get so many packages and I get to try them. But I essentially show the brand that, like, what I am capable of with my skills, editing and everything. And that's what you have to show. And that's what these brands these days are paying for. Besides the influence you're putting it out there, or like the sales that you might be generating from that link, they also want to use that content for themselves. And that's why if you create a content that is really good, you could be making a shit ton of money. That's what the brands want. And that's why I feel like it has changed so much. Even if you're a small creator, again, this doesn't just happen overnight. I have to be very honest. But if you keep going, and if you really reach out, and don't just reach out, but like if you still have like because before reaching out, you have to make sure you have some sort of a portfolio content out there. Because if you have nothing or if you have one thing, don't just reach out, because no one is going to know what's going on. They'll be like, I don't know what to expect. And I don't know what kind of content you would even create. But it's definitely out there. I have seen so many TikTok videos about like how people making over 5K and they're still small creators. Again, there are so many exceptions, especially some niches. Like lifestyle is very hard to break into, but some niches like finance, people make shit ton of money. Like even if you're a small finance guru, you could be making solid 10K. It's just because that niche is so big and advertisers would pay a lot. And I mean a lot of money for that. And that's one reason sometimes like it's great that like sometimes because I'm in lifestyle, I can work with some brands that like they are due like, I don't know, credit cards or points and stuff like that. They pay generous. Complicated, I would add that, but generous. So that's one reason I'm saying like that things are definitely changed and there's definitely a space for the newcomers. Hence, you have to be really putting something cool or unique out there just so you can stand out in this industry. And last thing I'm going to say, I think because TikTok really changed the industry, and I would say, yes, people were getting like hate comments or hate on Instagram too. Like it was a thing. But Instagram also like, even to this day, I have to be honest, yeah, you might have some really loyal followers or the community that you have brought that like you really make connection. There were haters, but most of them were so fake. Like it wasn't even like so deep or anything. I have to be, like, there are some comments that I would get on TikTok, on YouTube, I mean, on YouTube, I said all the platforms, on Instagram, it would never hurt me because it was so, like, shallow, I didn't give a shit. It was very subtle, it was never deep. Then I was on YouTube, like, definitely some of them got under my skin, but I would say TikTok really, really changed the industry. First, you really have to put something so authentic out there and people would recognize it immediately if it is not authentic. Hence, that's why so many people from Instagram, the ones, and I don't mean like in a bad way, some of them are just like, they're really pretending like TikTok is Instagram. Hence, their platform or content is not working because they're trying to be relatable, but they're not relatable. I just feel like TikTok humbles you like immediately. Amount of comments I have gotten on TikTok sometimes that like they were super, super hurtful, then under my skin. They were just not something that I some things I would pay attention to, some things about my body, something about hair, something about that. There are just so many comments that just to be like, I've never gotten those comments even on like my worst day with YouTube or TikTok. That's what I'm saying, like YouTube or Instagram. So that's something TikTok really changed that. Hence, what I'm trying to say in here, that people really want you to be honest and share honest feedback. It's, yeah, I mean, the comedy is still a big thing, but like that pretending relatable culture is not a thing anymore. You really have to put yourself out there and show them what you're capable of. Because if you don't, they're going to point. They're definitely going to point at you on how bad you are. Because I really thought YouTube was bad because there are times I have gotten so many comments about like how I sounded or how I was. Overall, just like getting that all the time, like, are you gay comment. But TikTok made it like 10 times. Like they got really deep into like my facial structure, my body, and the way that certain things looked. I just didn't think that I would ever pay attention to that. So I'm just saying like, it would really humble you or the comments I have made and they twisted and came back to me. I'm just saying like they would really pay attention. Hence, I feel like, I guess it's good to have some sort of a fact check, but I'm just saying that's where the industry is right now. And you really need to pay attention what is out there and what you're saying. Hence, I feel like this whole influencer culture really taking a turn because of TikTok. Because when you think about it, Instagram and YouTube has been around for so long. Well, at least YouTube, per se. But ever since TikTok came along, things definitely changed and escalated so quickly. Hence, I'm trying to say that like I feel like you really have to change things up a bit. And what you were doing before might not be working well. Hence, have to adjust your content, or if you're new, here's some a lot of information about the influencer culture these days. All right, guys, so that was the episode for today. I just feel like there's so much to unpack from this, but these were some of the summaries of what I feel like it is happening these days. I hope this was helpful. And if you do find these episodes helpful, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye, guys.